Big Smoke Music Weekly. We are back. Big Smoke Music Weekly returns for season 3 after a long winter break, and we are bigger and better than ever. Strap yourselves in over the next few months as we bring you even more interviews from the hottest indie and alternative artists breaking onto the scene. Last season, our Big Smoke in Focus feature brought you all the insight from the best upcoming bands in the indie sphere, with the likes of Heavy Lungs, Flight, Zuzu, Calva Louise and more giving you their thoughts on the stories behind their music. I'm Luke Scanlon, and I'll be joined each week by the trusted right-hand man, Dave Bowen, for plenty more of this. Hello, Dave!
Is that your sexy voice?
Because you are beautiful! Fire up your engines!
It's kind of going a bit more electro-y.
What is this?
What the bloody hell?
Juice me, that's jungle fever!
IKEA! You put them on them hot dogs, don't you?
You're a lunatic, mate.
No, you're a child.
No.
Love Shack!
Love Shack! Hey, Dave, what's cracking? How you feeling?
Just bop it, twist it, push it, flick it.
You're a maniac.
put it back in the attic. We're going on Smooth Jazz Radio.
You felon!
Please download.
Oh yes, Dave, are you ready?
I'm ready, baby.
This week, Big Smoke and Focus brings you a chat with the brilliant Ipswich star, Bessie Turner. But let's kick off the new season with this new tune, one that's got us properly raring over the last few months. Let's go. There it is, the first song of season 3, episode 1, Working Men's Club, there with their new one, White Rooms and People. Dave, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm bloody brilliant.
Bloody brilliant. What a flying start to the new season. Dave,
happy
can he
to
speak?
Be back.
Yeah, that one there, Dave, that was released February 10th. How are we in February? It's ridiculous. Yeah, massive tune, man. I'm loving that one. And our favourite named lead singer. The man behind Working Men's Club, Sid Minsky-Sargent. Mate, I quite like what you said about that track. I was doing a bit of digging and delving earlier on, and you were saying creative power is incredibly important in these times. The power has always been there, so it's about time we used it again. And once you hear that and then hear that track, it's got that proper machine-like feel to it, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's a bit different, like, from obviously their last track.
But I think it just shows they're quite versatile, aren't they?
They are, man.
Considering like their first track, obviously, Bad Blood was last year, but then they've had two people leave since then. And then they released Teeth, which is like mega, almost rave tune. And then that, which is completely different. Shows they got like a lot in their locker.
Exactly. So. Well, we went to go and try and see them, didn't we? And then we couldn't even get in. It was too busy. Ridiculous. They turned us down, Dave.
I know.
Dave was there like, do you know who I am? Do you know who I bloody am? Let me in. But yeah, mate, they're crazy busy this year. They've got like, they've been playing all through this month already. 18 dates in total. I think they've got about 10 left, right through the end of February, March, April and May. Yeah, and they've got some dates, some big acts as well. They're playing with Confidence Man, got a date with Nolly G.
Yeah, I see that.
And Baxter Dury as well, plus a few festivals. So yeah, man, I think
I'm looking forward to seeing what they release next. Like, I've seen them before. And, you know, like, we had this conversation where you see a band live and they play a track.
Yeah.
But it's not released yet. And you're like, what is that? I need that to be released.
What is it?
Yeah.
But, yeah, mate, they seem to top every single class of 2020.
Yeah.
The ones to look out for, didn't they? They were in every single list. So, yeah, they're probably one of our tips for the year, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll check back.
We were there first.
Yeah, yeah. We break fresh ground on that one. Yeah. Anyway, right, let's get back to the music. This is Pitch Pony and Dutch Courage.
Made a boyfriend.
YA, man.
YA.
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 Oh, Dave was just telling me, he was like, oh yeah.
Fog on the Tyne.
Dave was just telling me, yeah, I was looking for some northeast bands, so we were trying to perfect our accent, and turns out, can you actually, I definitely can't do one.
No. Shearer? Alan Shearer, man.
I thought you said Sheila. I was like, we're not Sheila. Doing Sheila, mate. A bit of shrimp and a barbie.
That's Jamie T, mate.
That's a good term for the worst. That's weird. Is that one of those things like, you know, like Space Ghetto? Do you remember that one?
What?
If you say Space Ghetto in an American accent, it sounds like Spice Girl in a Scottish. Have you ever heard that? Space Ghetto.
No.
Oh, mate, it's incredible. But it works the same. If you say Shearer in a Geordie accent, it sounds like Sheila in Australian.
Shearer!
Exactly. Anyway, that was Pit Pony there. Sorry to completely piss all over your parade. That was them with Dutch Courage. Came out January 17th. And yeah, great band, as we said, from Newcastle. They are playing at the Kaleidoscope. What a great name for a venue up in Newcastle. And then another hometown show on March 28th at Afterlight Festival. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Dave, I was checking this band out actually yesterday. And I quite like when bands list on social media their band interests.
Right.
And this is what I got thrown off, because I thought they were a Scottish band, but they're not.
That was a terrible Scottish accent.
That was actually German, so. Yeah, band interest, Iron Brew.
That's more Scottish, though, isn't it, Iron Brew?
That's what I'm saying.
Threw you off the track, then.
It did. Threw me off the scent. Mm. Those dandy kids.
Well, they are pretty close to Scotland, so I guess it filters down. It's probably in the water.
Yeah, Iron Brew.
The river water.
Yeah. A nice orange tint. Mm. But yeah, there you go. Dave, I believe we should chat about our first outing together away from our home nation. In other words, our first holiday together.
A little jaunt.
It was a good... Oh, man, what a trip, by the way.
It was so good.
Do you know what? I was on edge, though, because I bigged it up so much. And because I love it so much, I was like actually terrified that you'd both all turn around and be like, fuck's he on about? This is ridiculous. But yeah, mate, it's stunning, isn't it?
Beautiful Ireland.
And then on the first night, one of our friends missed his flight on the Friday, wasn't there. So it was just the three of us on the Friday. And, you know, it's like first day, straight to the pub in Crowley's, beautiful pub.
Yeah.
The Guinness is just like silk, isn't it? It's just...
Yeah, God, that went down like milk.
Yeah. Another! So yeah, we obviously just got straight on it. Our friend Harry had a nap, me and Dave carried on drinking. Anyway, got absolutely battered. Next day, we wake up and I was like, right, boys, I'm going to take you down to this beach. And Harry was like, oh, what about going for a dip? Bearing in mind it's February and we're on the west coast of Ireland, aka the Atlantic Ocean. And we're like, for some reason, we'll go for it. So we're going down to the beach, we see a little cove and we're like, that's a perfect spot. Get down there. And it was bloody freezing. What was it, Dave? It was blowing a hoolie, mate.
It was blowing a hoolie.
Blowing a bloody hoolie. That phrase just does my head in. And we're there getting our kit off, only down to our boxes. We've spared the Irish countryside the blushes. I know. And then Dave's there like, oh no, sod this, I'll stay here. Anyway, I'd barely taken one sock off. I turn around, Dave's like, sod it, I'm going! He's off! And his little tighty whitey's bounding down the beach. He's in there. I was like, what the bloody hell? Amazing.
You know when you're like...
I've never seen you move that quick.
You know when I was there and I was like, oh, on the car ride there, I think I was feeling a bit sick and hung. I was really hungover. And I was like, I'm not doing that. That sounds like the worst thing ever. And then when you're there, you're like, I really regret not doing it. And it just came to me, like, one second, I was like, right, that's it, I'm going. And then I had to do it in that one split second, otherwise I wouldn't do
it. That was it, yeah.
And I just pelted it straight past you.
It was bloody cold, wasn't it? But it wasn't as bad as I thought it'd be.
It was more shocking.
I know.
As in, like, you know, when you're like, I think you're, it's almost like when you eat something too hot, your mouth just goes numb and you don't really feel anything.
Well, that's what, like I said on my, when I put it on Instagram, I was like, three missing penises off the coast of Ireland. Jesus.
Shrimp.
Equally, Dave, as you ran quickly to the sea, you definitely ran as quick back out. Yeah. You suddenly realised, holy shit, I'm in tighty whities. The whole world can see my little winkle.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, mate, but one way is get rid of a hangover, though.
Yeah, it worked.
Bloody great. Fucking great, as they say over there. We'll talk a bit more about Ireland later on, I reckon. We've got many a tale to tell you there. Anyway, up next, actually, Dave, that's one thing. Your Irish accent, that on the subject of accents, yours is terrible.
That's not.
Give us a bit of Irish. What was your Irish alter ego you gave yourself?
What was it? Keenan Fitzpatrick. To be sure.
To be sure. That's Dave. If Dave, if you just chuck on to be sure in the end, no one will know you're not Irish.
Pint of Guinness.
To be sure. All right then, let's have this one. Let's do a bit of pottery. This is them with Texas Drums, part one. That is Pottery with Texas Drums Part 1. Came out February 5th, and that's from the single Texas Drums Part 1 and 2. Their debut album is set to land. Welcome to Bobby's Motel.
I like that.
Yeah. Set to come April 10th, and as you just told me, on Partisan Records. And a little Canadian outfit there, Dave.
Well, a bit mixed. Canada and UK, but yeah, I think they're based in Canada.
Canadian, man.
Canadian.
Yeah, mate. Because that was one of your selections, and I hate it when you put one on, and I'm like, oh, that is good. That is good.
I remember because you've had a few couple of months off, and you sort of start storing tracks. That'd be a good one.
Just sit.
And then
them.
The minute you made the playlist, we're like, all right, put your tracks in. I was like, yep, straight in. I'll put them all in.
Do you know what? I was actually holding some back because I was like, I'm gonna play the diplomat in this situation.
Yeah.
And then I look and I was like, oh, yep, Dave's put 50 on. Ridiculous. But yeah, mate, when I first listened to that, do you remember Hot Heat and The Rapture?
Yeah.
Those two bands. I really thought that that particularly Rapture's got that sort of almost like a Fiesta feel to it, that new rave energy that was about what?
The thing I
10,
found with that
years
is the bit where he's like going, oh, it sounds like George Ezra to me. I thought that straight away in a weird way. He's got a really good voice.
I do wish we sometimes had footage in the studio, because when Dave just said that about George Ezra, it looked like he just fucking discovered a new wheel. George Ezra, you look to me like, have a load of that.
Put on your bloody pipe and smoke it.
Perfect, mate. Perfect. But yeah, all over that one, man. But yes, I reckon we should get back to our Irish tales. So as I said, our good friend Richarlison, Richard Morrison, he missed his flight because most ridiculous reason, he genuinely drank too much limoncello. And missed his flight.
It's the most Richie excuse as well.
Yeah, literally. Sorry, man.
The limoncello was flowing, baby.
I was out with the guys, and you know, Giovanni brought out the fucking limoncello. Next thing I know,
you gave a shot. So I was like, just bring a whole bottle over.
Yeah. Next thing I know, I'm face down with fucking margarita. Anyway, so he finally arrived on the Saturday, and we basically had first night part two.
Yeah,
it was equally as heavy, wasn't it? So. Harry went to bed. We stayed out. We went to O'Sullivan's, didn't we, in the little bar?
Yeah, that's right.
Brilliant. And got chat. That's the great thing about Ireland. You just get chatting to people. You forget.
It is a lot more social, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, you forget how much you're drinking. It's brilliant.
Well,
anyway,
people just come up to you. Like, that's definitely one thing that I found over there that is missing in UK.
Yeah,
like, it's drinking cultures. You kind of go to the pub and you just sort of stand by yourself.
Yeah.
If you're not there, then you just stand by yourself.
It's kind of that mentality.
Yeah.
Of everyone's a friend in the pub.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, it's so nice. That's what's hard about coming back to London. Everyone's a bloody enemy. but yeah, so anyway, Richie arrived. We go out, got absolutely battered. We're staying in this really nice apartment. And guess whose credit card the deposit's on? Anyway, we get back. Dave and Richie, for some reason, start wrestling, which is quite funny to get with. Bang, an armchair goes down, and I'm still there like, hey, I'm having fun. Then a bloody coffee table nearly goes. Then they're jumping
on
the two-seater.
You're definitely over-exaggerating.
No, I'm not. There was smashed windows. There was half the bedroom was on fire. But I was literally, at one point, I was like, I've had enough of this. So I just went, stop what you're bloody doing now!
Daddy scans.
And they call me daddy the rest of the trip. It's really annoying. They looked at me like two little kids, like, oh, I'm sorry.
And I was like, wasn't like that. It was more in shock. I was like, is he generally shouting at us like a bloody dad?
I was like, go to bed.
you go, I've told you four times to stop. Stop. I told you once.
Mate, we're in this bloody lovely apartment and these two are bloody cartwheeling everywhere. I was having none of it.
Me and Richie definitely gave a little look of mischievous kids to each other like,
you did. Yeah.
Were you winding them up?
Yeah, little shite bags. anyway, but yeah, that was more in the tales of Ireland, but yeah, great trip. Anyway, right then, Dave, I reckon we should have this absolute belter. This is Yamara. is Yamaru there with Airport, which came out just before the turn of New Year, back at December 2nd, a lifetime ago. Yeah, bloody lifetime ago. That is from their Reality Escape Resort EP. And yeah, Dave, we were just playing that in the studio and having a right old ruddy bop, weren't we?
Good old boogie.
A good old boogie woogie. Get down and funky. Yeah, mate, I've been listening to that tune so much. I can't remember where I heard it first. I think it just came on. That's what Spotify is good for, you know, that weird radio thing. Comes up.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Mate, I've been absolutely abusing that tune. And I think it's just the whole thing seems made up, as in spontaneous.
Yeah.
It's just completely, the guitars have no set rhythm to them.
I mean, that's the thing I found of it. It almost feels like it's teetering on the edge of being out of control.
Yeah.
As in, like, they're like, what are we doing next? Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know.
I think, yeah, but that must be such a hard thing to master.
Yeah.
You, like, if you just go, should we make this really cash? Like, improv acting, for instance, is so hard to try and, not that I've ever done it, but it'd
just
be
to
so
come up with it.
Yeah, just to do that. But that's what it sounds like, and they've captured that essence perfectly, I think. And that middle bridge, when it breaks down, it's like,
Let's regroup.
And you can tell they're looking at each other. It gives you the vision. They look at each other like, who's going then? Who's going next?
His voice as well is kind of like it, as in it's a bit like frantic almost.
Yeah, it's brilliant, man. Nice. That must be one hell of a sweaty gig if you've seen them live, man. Right there, mate.
Oh, God.
Christ,
what's that? Fishy
that?
Coffee I just had.
Yeah, we only serve fishy coffee here.
God.
It's like... Can I have a flat white and two drops of cod liver oil, please?
I'll have a trout latte.
A mackerel latte? Yeah, mate, disgusting. But yeah, another interesting thing about Yamaru. Also, I don't know what that means. Does that mean anything?
Yamaru used to be a social media.
Can you just say yam again?
Yamaru.
Thanks. Yeah.
Used to be, it still is. It's a social media thing for works. Do you know that?
For what?
For companies.
They make
their own social media. So, like, I used to have it at my old company.
That
used to be the social media for companies. And then people all around the company post stuff on Yammer.
Do you know what? That's really interesting. Because I was just about to say, the band have no social media.
Spooky.
Mind fucking blown. Now time for this.
Big Smoke.
In focus. Yes, the first Big Smoke in Focus chat of season 3. This is what happened when I caught up with the amazing Ipswich artist, Bessie Turner. Bessie, thanks ever so much for joining me. You're on episode 1 of season 3, so we're kicking things off with you. Massive privilege, of course.
thanks. Nice to be here.
First thing I want to ask you about, what is this going on with you being a pigeon lady in Dublin?
I just loved it so much. I've got a habit of making conversation with anyone ever, and me and my boyfriend were walking back to our hotel trying to avoid the rain, and there was this lovely, lovely gentleman from Berlin who just had all of these pigeons around him, and it was just completely like just caught my attention. And then I asked how he made friends with them and if he knew which one, like, each of them had their own personality and if he could recognise them. And then I ended up holding them for ages. And it wasn't even kind of like a monetized thing. He was just out. He just loves all the finches and the pigeons.
Just out with his pigeons. When you were saying you can have a chat with anyone, I was like, you weren't talking to pigeons, were you?
Be surprised.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Now, Bessie, like, as I said, I've had you on a lot of my recent playlists, but I think your style has quite a nice flowing style throughout of your songs.
Yeah, thanks.
And it's just, particularly the drums as well, they seem to be quite prominent in all of the songs. Is that something that you pick out?
Yeah, definitely. I think I think it kind of depends on what instrument you play or have the most interest in, which I've kind of found out from collaborating with other people. But obviously the most important thing to me is kind of melody and lyrics. And I think that as a singer and a writer, that's what I hear most in kind of other people's songs. But I used to go out with a drummer who I made like a lot of the first record with.
Right.
So that kind of made them kind of stand out a lot. And I think that even kind of, I listen to a lot of electronic music.
Okay.
Like really quite a lot, and kind of mad hard drums, which I don't know if you'd be able to really tell from my music in general.
No, I think that's quite surprising to hear.
Yeah, like in Down 2 and even in The Chorus in Stones and in Donkey, kind of, there's some programmed drums, which I really kind of, I was heavily involved with the production in those. So,
That's cool. Yeah, because I was going to say, because when I first listened to you, it's quite interesting you say about the electronic thing. It's kind of like two worlds collide, because I was going to say you've got more of a soulful, more of like a retro vintage element to your sound, but it's quite interesting you've got that electronic bit in there as well.
Yeah, I really, really kind of, I think that I'm sure that all musicians kind of don't listen to their own music, and maybe their music that they play doesn't convey what they would ordinarily listen to. But I listen to a lot of kind of quite left field, like weird stuff. And maybe I just find it easier to write kind of more kind of poppy indie music. I'm proud of everything that I write, but I think that I'm definitely getting a little bit more confident with bringing in the sounds. But,
cool, yeah. So it sounds like you're quite open to experimenting with bringing in different ideas as well, rather than just...
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
I just always kind of want to take myself out of my comfort zone a little bit. I know I am kind of... I play guitar and I am a woman that plays guitar and writes songs, and I'm a solo act, but I think that there's quite a lot of expectation from a woman that plays guitar. Like, you're always going to kind of be like the girl with a guitar.
Yeah, yeah, sure. I feel you.
I don't really know how to explain that.
No, I know what you mean. It seems like you're one thing and people put you in a box.
Yeah, you definitely get pigeonholed. And I really, you know, I'm proud of the fact that I can just about accompany myself badly on guitar. But I don't know. I think it's important to try and show other sides of you.
Yeah, going back to you talking about that openness that is within your songs, this new release, Donkey, I know... that video as well that you spoke about, the story behind that one. So that's about a friend that sadly passed away, wasn't it? So is that kind of been, in writing that song, has that been obviously in memory of your close friend, but also kind of a bit of a release as well for you? Because that must have been a tough time.
Yeah, it was. Like, I really, I still kind of feel a bit apprehensive about even the fact that it's released. He was one of my best friends.
Is it Ben his name, I think?
Yeah. Ben Ramers. He was an incredible skateboarder. Lots of people into skateboarding kind of know who he is.
Right.
For me, he was just a mate that I lived with, and he was kind of like a brother. And I was really apprehensive about releasing the song, because I can't really sugarcoat things, which isn't a very... Well, maybe it's quite a good quality, maybe it's not, but I really didn't want anyone to think that I was kind of glorifying a friend's passing. I didn't want anyone...
I don't think it comes across...
She's a musician, she's writing, of course, she's singing about Ben. But no, it has been therapeutic. It still hasn't kind of... I sometimes kind of have like these little mini prangs and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Or like...
Yeah, sure.
But I need to just remind myself that it's been less than a year, and he was a massive part of my life. So he'd hate it. He'd absolutely hate it.
Well,
just anything being about him. But
well, I'm sure Ben was a great guy, and really touching. I think that you have put that song together. I can understand why you think people would maybe think that, but I don't think that comes across at all with this song, because I think you open up on your own experience of it as well. Which I think is the good thing about it, which is quite very refreshing. But is it true that you have actually got a donkey tattoo?
Yeah.
Is it of a donkey?
No, it's like, it says donkey boy.
And which, that is that Ben?
Yeah, if I'm trying to like pass myself off as like really intellectual, then there's donkey boy, which was the Harmony Korine thing. But
there you go.
But realistically, it was just donkey boy, which was... I used to call him Donkey Boy.
Yeah, were these nicknames that came from being down the pub? Is that right?
Yeah.
On a very sober night?
Yeah.
Absolutely no drinking involved in there, I'm sure, Bessie.
None at all. I was actually performing at a pickled egg competition.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then you just had jelly and ice cream and went home.
Yeah. No, honestly, it was a pickled egg competition. I
thought you were taking a mick. You were actually at a pickled comp... What?
I was like the entertainment. I was trying hard to be a musician, and I got offered a gig at a pickled egg like contest.
No, you didn't. What?
I swear on my mother's eyes.
And what? So, wait, you were taking part in this competition?
No. I wasn't taking part. I was just singing. I've still never tried a pickled egg. I don't eat eggs either.
I've never tried a pickled egg. I've seen them at the chip shop, and I think, who on earth is buying them? So at the moment, you're on tour with Gengar, aren't you, at the moment?
Yeah.
And how's that been?
No, it's been fantastic. It's been really, really, really lovely. It's been a bit different for me because I am travelling around completely solo and performing by myself. Whereas I ordinarily try and have a band when I can.
Is it just you and an acoustic when it's you and yourself?
So it's me with my electric guitar.
Cool.
And then I've got an SPD as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what it stands for. but just to kind of, I don't know, make things a little bit weirder.
Yeah, cool. That's great. I'd love to see that. That's a different side of Bess Turner we haven't seen.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. I think when people kind of listen to recordings and stuff, they think, oh. And then, it's quite a different live.
We're going to give Donkey a spin now. And would you give us the honour of introducing the track?
Oh,
go on, Bessie.
This is Donkey by Bessie Turner.
Graffiti for my walls. Puffy eyed at 10 a.m. I messed up my best clothes. Don't know what I'm going to. I'm dying to find my peace too. If nothing can mend to, then I'm
pleasure to kick off our Big Smoke in Focus catalogue for season 3 with Bessie Turner. What a tune. That was her latest song, Donkey, which came out on Valentine's Day. What a great artist, and B, lovely lady, Bessie Turner. Really enjoyed that chat. Shame you weren't there, Dave. You were just loitering downstairs.
It's the central line.
Yeah, okay, mate. Yeah, blame it on that. Sure. Yeah. Bessie was like, where the fuck is Dave?
Bet she did, actually.
Yeah, she was actually really upset, mate. So, she was like, next time, slap him for me.
I can't believe she didn't wait for me.
Oh, no. If anything, Bessie's been quite rude there.
She's playing a gig. They can wait. Come on. Come on.
Yeah. So she, as we touched upon there, she's on tour with Gengar. We played them last season.
Yeah, man.
And so playing in, it's Wednesday tonight. They are in Bristol. Found it quite interesting that she's not on the road with her band at the moment. And it's just herself.
Yeah.
And electric. That's cool, man. I like
that. It's kind of brave, I think, actually. Mm. Especially if, you know, as a support act, you know, you probably want to really, like, show off yourself. But then I suppose if you are just doing yourself, then you are showing off yourself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. God,
that was really complicated.
Fucking riddle that was.
But, you know, you want to, like, make a big show, so you obviously want your whole band there. But, yeah, why not?
I think as well, in that interview when I was talking to her, I think she's so nice. But the thing that really struck me is she is... brave, that word you use. She is a brave artist, because she was telling just how she was saying how most of what she listens to, you think you'd be like, oh, old soul, bit of indie pop, and that kind of sounds just quite nicely, but electronic and fat drums,
yeah, baby,
and all that, like, heavy stuff, and you're like, that's quite cool, because yeah, I'd always noticed that drums were quite prominent, and I quite like that she kind of, and it seems writing that diary, it's not, as she said, it's definitely not coherent. It's almost like all of her songs are patchwork quilts almost. Takes a little bit from each little part of her life and puts it together, and it freaking sounds awesome. I absolutely love it. So yeah, one of my favorite artists playing at 110 Above this year as well. So yeah, I think that's why I started listening to her. She was announced on the lineup, and I was like, let's check out some Bessie Turner. So yeah, loving that one. As I said, that was her latest release, which came out on Valentine's Day, Donkey. Beautiful song, and nice that she did that in honor of her friend as well. So yeah, Dave, should we have some more tunes then?
Why not?
Yeah, stay with us, because, I mean, you can just fast forward because you're on an app, but stay with us because I'm going to bring you a very, very exciting new feature, which I can't wait for. Anyway, let's have this one then. This is Alien Nose Job, Television Sets. A lie down after that. That is Television Sets from Alien Nose Job. Brilliant, brilliant Australian guy. It's a one man.
Yeah.
Mad. Jake Robertson is his name. He's been in a few bands. I'm going to try and pronounce this, Dave. Try not to laugh. This is Hierophant's Drug Sweat is one of them.
Right.
And School Damage is another one. But this is his latest project. And yeah, that there track is from the album that just came out. Suddenly Everything is Twice as Loud. And having listened to that, fuck yeah, it is.
I agree.
Yeah, I concur. Thank you, Jake. But yeah, man, you had quite an interesting idea as to where that track belongs.
It should be on Tony Hawk's. So much.
Hey, it should be on. I know what you mean. It's got that garage,
yeah, skatey,
reverb,
punk kind of it, like guitars, isn't it?
Mate, I'm all over that. So you've also been listening to that a lot as well, have you?
Yeah.
I've been, that's another song that my housemates hate me for playing. It just doesn't stop. I love tracks that never slow down.
Yeah.
It's so good.
That's what I love about it. It's just straight from the start.
Yeah.
It's like full on. I love that.
Okay, Dave. I think now time is to release our new feature onto the world. It's Dave's Music News.
Oh, yes, here it is. A part of the show I've been very much looking forward to. I decided that we need to give Dave more airtime to really put his personality, his characteristics, his charm out into the world.
What, so as a newsreader?
Yes, Dave, as a newsreader. So I've given you the chance to be a respectable bearer of all things music. And three stories. This is going to be a weekly thing for season three. Hit me with it.
Right. Let's start with last night. It was the Brits. Boom. Did you watch?
Did not. I watched the football.
I watched a little bit, like highlights. But my highlight was Foles winning the Brit Award for Best Band.
Yes, Yanis.
Which I think was very well deserved.
All over that.
They beat the likes of Bring the Horizon, Coldplay and Bastille.
Yeah, mate, that is massive. I think that two-part album, that just made them dominate the entire year.
Well, I was thinking that when I was like looking. I was like, is that the way to do it?
Yeah.
Just release two albums in a year.
I know. Well,
is that technically cheating?
In a way, but I see why they've done it, because you've got to remain in relevant all year if you want to be big.
Very true.
Ninth Wave did it as well, didn't they? Obviously, not to as big a degree, but yeah.
But yeah, big stuff for them.
Big up Foles.
Their second one was number one as well, so they've had a massive year.
I'm tipping them to be high up somewhere at Glasgow.
I think headline another stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Would be good for them.
That'd be
They're going on. They're going on a 59-day world tour, so they're
really
big time now. Holy big time,
shit.
Charlie's.
Did you sit and count each one on your computer screen? How many dates? Yeah, fair play.
That's what I did at work today.
Turns out, it's actually 24. Dave just can't count. What's up next on the agenda, Dave?
Sports team announced their new date for their debut album.
Boom.
Yeah, man.
What is the date? That's nice.
April 3rd.
You have done your homework. I'm actually fucking impressed. Go on, mate.
Deep Down Happy is the title.
Mate, they're also playing headline in 110 Above.
Yeah.
They're great. Sound a bit like Led Zepp Life.
God damn. But did you see, they celebrated this. They had a new single out yesterday as well. Mm. And they celebrated by doing a gig in a pub in Camberwell.
Did they?
But not like a pub where it's got a gig venue. It is, I've seen it on Instagram and it was absolutely tiny.
Really? Was
and
it packed
they
out?
They put it on their Instagram. Originally they were going to do it in their living room.
Right.
And I think they must have thought better of that. And then it is in this tiny, probably about the size of the room of the studio.
Yeah.
And did a gig and it was fucking mental.
Really? Just mental. People all over the instruments.
Just absolute carnage.
But they probably thought about doing it at their house, then probably heard about you smashing up the gaff in Ireland and thought better of it.
But big thing to them.
Amazing, man. Yeah. Item three.
Here's a story that amazed me. So a German woman has found a mixtape she made when she was 12 years old in the early 90s. When visiting an art exhibition in Sweden over 20 years later.
What?
Hear me out.
What?
The mixtape contained tracks from Shaggy, UB40, Pet Shop Boys. And it was found in 2017 by an artist who was touring an exhibition on plastic pollution.
Really?
So she found it. Took it to an audio engineer.
Yeah.
And amazingly, it still worked. So she put it as part of the exhibition.
Fuck.
In Stockholm.
And the owner... was it playing out?
So she had it there. They played it and then got the tracks off it.
Oh, right, okay.
Put the track list up, had the tape. And then the owner of the tape happened to be in Stockholm on holiday, visited the exhibition and recognised the tracks on the tape to be hers.
God.
Went to the owner, showed a picture, and how mental is that? The odds of that happening are insane.
So the artist is making the point that plastic just doesn't ever disappear.
So it's like plastic pollution.
That's
she's
amazing.
Like making the point. And then she's gone there, visited, and seen a tape that she lost when she was 12 years old, over 20 years later.
Jesus. That concludes the first rendition of
Dave's Music News.
All right then. I reckon that's about time for episode one, season three.
Finito.
In the bloody can, son. We're going to leave you on this one. This is The Once, a tune called The Motor, which actually, weirdly, began life as an instrumental, but they thought, hey, we got something here. Makes me feel a bit uneasy, but in a good way. Do you know what I mean? It's very intense, this track. But this is from their debut album, Container, which is due to land on 13th of March on Council Records. They've got a few dates coming up. February and March, they've got 7 dates, including the Lexington in London on the 27th of Feb. I'm sure me and Dave will try and be there in some form. All right, then. Let's leave you on this one. Take it easy, guys. Thanks for joining us. Next 11 weeks, we're coming at you with plenty more tunes and plenty more top interviews as well. This is The Once and Motor. Ciao, ciao.